Natasha Jonas. So we know a lot about Natasha Jonas. She's been in the women's scene for a long time. She's been fighting and lost a couple of world title fights. So she's done well. She's had a kid, and her sister's actually Nikita Paris, who is the Arsenal player, England player as well. So you know, there's these two. So Natasha Jonas against Chris Namus. She was actually supposed to fight Iwa Piekarska, but she pulled out. Now, Jonas, obviously, this is probably her last chance to win the WBO or any title of any sort. And she'd gone up a couple of weights to fight this fight. Chris Namus, Uruguayan. And look, it was just rage and fight at the start. What did you make of it?
Oh, yeah. She went on there and gave it everything, didn't she? Straight away. She won that belt. Better stopped it when he did, because she was going to keep on mauling her, weren't she?
Yeah.
You'd see me walking off the ring, weren't she? All right. She wanted that. I'm glad she's got it as well, you know what I mean? Good fight with Katie Taylor, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's good. And you know, with Katie Taylor, yeah, she was unfortunate to lose that one. It was very, very close. The real question comes in here, and look, we don't want to take anything away from Natasha Jonas. She did a brilliant job. Is that people are saying, well, it's a bit of a fix, okay? Reason being is because Natasha Jonas obviously gone up a couple of weights, but the person she fought, Chris Namus, has only had 2 weeks' notice, which, you know, happens all the time. You know, ultimately, it's on TV, so it's a big gig. But she hadn't fought Chris Namus in 2 years. She's some Uruguayan personality. She was a great boxer, but she hadn't fought in 2 years. She used to be a former world champion, so she's rusty at best. And obviously this was a world title fight which had been sanctioned. But surely you can only fight what's in front of you.
Well, yeah, and I'll say she had 2 weeks' notice. If she's a professional boxer, most pros I know, they always say you're waiting for that phone call. You know what I mean? She'd always keep in shape anyway. You get that phone call, obviously, a fight like that. I mean, she could have won that and she'd be world champion. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true.
You're a professional boxer, you'll say that's your job. You know what I mean? Whether you're doing, I said most pros, when they're training for fights, they pull up a job anyway. So they're probably like scaffolders or something, maybe, or whatever. You know what I mean? If it's not, they're waiting for a fight, they might get a phone call for a bit. You want to be in good nick, don't you? You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And I agree. I think there's a lot of people out there, armchair kind of critics, saying, oh, there's a fix. It was set up so that Natasha Jonas could win. Well, it wasn't. She could have lost. If Chris Namus didn't come overweight, didn't come looking like she wasn't game, she looked quite happy and comfortable in the ring, but she got caught. You know, when you get caught, that's the way it goes. You know, that's boxing. Yeah. Natasha Jonas wanted it. She was hungry for it, wasn't she?
Yeah, you could tell. I was walking onto the ring. You could see her face. She was up for it. But I'll say, it's boxing. It's not a pillow fight, is it? You know what I mean? It's one of them. Yeah, it's a punch. It's not. I mean, that's the intention, to throw as much pain and suffering to someone as you can. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. You're there to hurt them. You're not there to make friends. So it's just, you know, it's one of those. But look.